This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest on Bent Notes is a newspaper journalist who loves jazz to the extent that he edits AustralianJazz.net. Nikos Fotakis grew up in Athens in Greece and studied mass media before heading to Australia almost 4 years ago now, I believe. Before leaving Greece, he hosted his own radio show, and he says that he has been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king, a father, a husband, a writer, editor, cafe owner and a coffee addict, and that jazz is his country. It's my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes Nikos Fotakis. Welcome, Nikos.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me. To be honest, I never thought that I would hear this bio read to me, and it sounds a bit too much, but it's okay.
When I was researching you, I saw that, I thought to myself, I must use it. It's just so beautiful. Probably would have been better had I got someone to sing it, but...
Well, yeah, half of it is stolen from, you know, Frank Sinatra, but, you know, if you're going to steal from someone, steal from Sinatra.
Who else, indeed? Nothing but the best. Nikos, where did your love of jazz come from?
Started when I was very young, from all these MGM musicals where you could see, like we mentioned Sinatra, but yeah, my original influence was these musicals and these songs and these bands, and the high society scene where Bing Crosby sings with Louis Armstrong, Now You Have Jazz. That was where, you know, I first got exposed to Louis Armstrong, and the rest is history.
When you got exposed to that music, what was it that grabbed your attention?
I have to say, this vibrancy, this force that you just can't resist, energy, raw energy, and that calls you to participate, no matter, you know, regardless whether you play music or not, that, you know, absorbs you. Does that make sense?
It does make sense indeed. You were in Greece, obviously, when that was what caught your attention. Is there much of, compared to Melbourne, is there much of a jazz scene in Greece? And was there, back when you got caught the bug?
The incident that I'm talking about happened in the early 80s. I was too young to have any perception of Greek jazz. But there has been a scene that's trying to, you know, at times it flourishes. And now I think that things are really good. I have a few friends from Athens at Bremen at the moment, at Jazz Ahead, and this big meeting of jazz organizations from all over the world and festivals. So, yes, I think that things are happening there at the moment.
From your perspective as a journalist, how important is jazz to the world around us?
Well, I can't talk about its importance and relevance to the world, although, you know, Herbie Hancock, as in his capacity as a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador, you know, he established this International Jazz Day, reasoning the motion that jazz is a universal language and as such is a tool of diplomacy. So that might be true. We've had, you know, there are jazz scenes all over the world. There's the element of improvisation in each musical culture. So this might be a uniting element. But for me, the most important thing is art and live music in particular, and jazz in particular, as a community building tool. You know what I mean? When you hear live music, when I talked earlier about this energy and this that calls you to participate, when you're in the audience, you feel that thing and you get connected with people around you. And I think that's the most important thing, and that's what keeps music alive and keeps jazz alive and keeps communities alive.
In the first half of the program tonight, Nikos, I had Angela Davis and Julian Wilson in, and they were saying exactly the same thing about that liveness of live music, that edge of your seat type stuff, live music that keeps you interested and listening. It is so important, isn't it?
It is. I think that's the most important thing, and that's why, let's jump into the other segment, the International Jazz Day thing. It is marketed as this international celebration where you have all these American musicians traveling from each hosting country to the other. But the most fascinating, important thing to me is what happens in local communities. All the side events, all these little jazz parties happening around the world. That's what I think is more important, to celebrate jazz as something that's alive and a uniting force, let's say.
Part of that diplomatic role of involving people in a common goal of listening to great jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So the festival's been around, or the International Jazz Day, I should say, not the festival, but the International Jazz Day has been around, is it 10 or 11 years now, something like that?
It started, it was established in 2011. The first one happened in 2012. Okay, I'm not very good at math.
Six or seven years.
I'm
a bit enthusiastic.
Yeah.
The festival itself, or the event itself, happens on April the 30th every year, and it's not just a one concert in one location. You're saying that it's an opportunity for every country to celebrate jazz on that day with their own activities.
Yes, each year there's one hosting city that hosts the main event, which is an all-star concert with all the great, you know, the great American, let's say, jazz musicians who call the local scene in each country, and there are guests from other countries as well. So you have Herbie Hancock and Pat Metheny. This year, I think it's Kurt Elling and a bunch of the host city is St. Petersburg in Russia. So they have some members of the local scene. Our own James Morrison will be there, as he was in 2016 when it happened at the White House. Apart from this main event, there are a lot of side events in each host city, but also there's an open call, an open invitation from UNESCO, from the organization, the Committee of Jazz Day, for every country in the world, every city in the world, every jazz aficionado in the world to take part in any way possible. So you have radio shows doing specials and promoting them through Jazz Day. You have local clubs, and that's what I was saying, that for me it's the small local communities that take part that make this an international celebration.
And I read that next year Sydney is the main city.
Yes,
so that'll,
next year Sydney.
That'll be an amazing experience for Sydneysiders.
I think, yeah, absolutely, and I think that the main event will take place at the Sydney Opera House, obviously. Let's see how it goes. I mean.
Indeed. Now, you are the editor of AustralianJazz.net, a website that talks all about jazz in Australia. As I understand it, AustralianJazz.net has got together with the Paris Cat here in Melbourne to produce an International Jazz Day jam session.
So, yeah, in the spirit of what I was saying, I mean, I thought that we need to celebrate Melbourne scene, the Melbourne jazz community, because it's such a vibrant community, and, you know, no disrespect to Sydney, which is hosting the event, but there's a lot more things that are happening here. Melbourne is, I don't know if I should say it, but it's the jazz capital of Australia. There's this thing that I think that we need to acknowledge, and we need to celebrate and get together and give ourselves a pat on the back and say, okay, let's play and let's have fun and let's have a party for International Jazz Day.
And what better way to do it than have a jam session, which is, after all, what jazz is all about. It's extemporizing and having fun and creating something brand new.
Exactly, because it's a relaxed event, it's fun, it's casual, and it's all about musicianship.
You have a house trio for the night?
So, yes, I approached Paris Cat, Liz and Serge Carnival, and they were very happy to be part of it, and some names came on the table, and, of course, Adam Rudiger is... I learned the expression point man.
Yes.
Yes. So he took on that role. He was happy to take that role. And when I think of Adam, I've seen him play at the Paris Cat a lot of times. He's one of the people that I've associated with the club. Have Adam Donaldson on the drums and Claire Cross on the bass.
What a trio!
So that's a very high energy trio. Yeah, this is an open invitation for people to come and participate. We expect some people to drop in. Daryl McKenzie's orchestra is playing at the Loft at the Paris Club, at the Paris Cat, so obviously some of the excellent members of his band will...
They will wander down, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they will indeed.
And here's another thing. There are not that many tickets available. We said that, you know, they'll be limited, but very affordable at $10 a ticket. And the reason for that is give room for the musicians to come. But my hope is to have it streaming live. So even if you don't, if you're not able to come, you still have the opportunity to be a part of it.
A true celebration of International Jazz Day with Melbourne Musos getting together in a great environment, having fun, creating new music and streaming to the world.
Pretty much it, yes.
What a great way to go. Nikos, that sounds superb. This is on Monday, April the 30th, which is International Jazz Day, 7:30 at the Paris Cat in Goldie Lane, Melbourne. More information and tickets are available from pariscat.com.au. Nikos, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, and let's do this. Let's have fun.
I think that's exactly what we should do, and certainly keep abreast of what's going on at australianjazz.net. Thanks very much, Nikos.
Thank you. Good night.
My guest on Bent Notes has been journalist and editor of australianjazz.net, Nikos Fotakis.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.